The Navy is on track to meet its small business contracting goals for 2014. One way it's doing that is by using its gigantic Seaport E multiple award contract vehicle. Seaport E has turned into something of a bonanza for small business. For details, we turn to Kevin Brancato, senior defense analyst for Bloomberg Government. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so Seaport E has been around. It's sort of a granddaddy of these giant Macs. Tell us about it, and especially the scope of Seaport E.
The scope of Seaport E is professional services for the Navy, and it's Navy-wide. And at this point, it has gotten to be a tremendous. It is the largest multiple award contract outside of the IT Schedule 70 and other GSA vehicles. It has just become, from a few years ago, where it was used to provide services by lots of large businesses, the Navy has really turned this around and awarded contracts to small businesses through set-asides to small businesses, but also in direct competition with the large businesses. It has been a tremendous turnaround. Last year, in fiscal 13, small businesses won 44% of the awards for all of Seaport E. And this year, in fiscal, as of at least the end of August, 42% of all new task orders. We're talking billions in dollars in business. In fiscal 13, it was more than $2 billion just to small business and about $2.5 billion or more to large business.
So if a GWAC could be likened to an aircraft carrier, this would be it, and the Navy managed to turn the carrier around.
I would say so. What we have seen, with a decrease in spending from due to the fiscal constraints, from fiscal 12 to fiscal 13, the amount of new awards on the Seaport dropped precipitously. But that's just for large businesses. It dropped roughly by half, from over $5 billion in new awards in 12 for large businesses to about $2.5 billion in fiscal 13. But it's not the same for small businesses. Small businesses saw over 30% growth from $1.5 billion and change to more than $2 billion in fiscal 13. That's a just tremendous turnaround, and that's the reason why small businesses have taken up not yet the majority of awards, but getting close to it. In fact, since I wrote a piece at the end of August, small businesses have won the majority of new awards the first 10 days of September.
Now, the Navy, that is, has taken a totally different approach, say, than GSA. We're going to talk to Jim Jaloney in a little while in this hour. But they have a, for example, OASIS and an OASIS small business. They have an Alliant and they have an Alliant small business. The Navy's blended it all into one big GWAC.
It's blended into one big GWAC, but it has also put this into a zone. So basically, the small businesses are competing in smaller geographic areas where they think have a higher likelihood of really understanding the market and being able to compete specifically. So small businesses don't dominate every single geographic zone. There are some zones that they don't have. In the National Capital Region, for example, that's the largest businesses in the largest small businesses are in the National Capital Region for Navy Seaport, and they are in the Northeast Region. The top two small businesses have been in fiscal 14 are small businesses. And in the, unlike that, though, the Mid-Atlantic region, which includes the shipbuilding area and the like, it's not. Large businesses dominate there. Large businesses dominate in the Gulf Coast and in the Midwest. So it's really around this National Capital Region, I think, where we have very specific, and in Northeast, there are very specific needs that small businesses can easily identify that they don't have to be a complete national competitor.
Kevin Brancato is a senior defense analyst for Bloomberg Government. And just quickly, how many contractors are on Seaport E altogether?
I think, last I looked, there are over 1,800 contractors. Now, that means the vast majority of contractors are not going to get a contract because they're only going to be an award, because there are only going to be several hundred task order awards at most in any year. So there are going to be lots and lots of contractors rolling on and rolling off Seaport. And this has been an issue that some companies have thought, okay, I'm going to get on Seaport and I'm going to start seeing all this business because there's a huge amount of business. That's not the case. While a lot of small businesses and even large businesses are successful on Seaport, it looks like most are not, that they have not gone out and done the due diligence and business development after they've gotten onto Seaport.
It's like standing in a river. If you don't have a bucket, you're not going to get much water, I guess, to carry out of there. And so what are the lessons here? I mean, the Navy clearly is doing this in a concerted way to make sure they do get small business contracting done. It sounds like this is not happening by accident.
No, I mean, I'll put it this way. The Navy just hasn't met its small business goal. It has blown it out of the water. Its small business goal for Prime is 33% of obligations. And while the obligations data is actually very difficult to peel apart, and actually there's a seeming discrepancy between what we see in FPDS, the government's obligations data, and Seaport's own task order award reports, what we see is that, you know, they have use this as a means to achieve their broader goals, that it is possible in this arena, as opposed to the development and production of big, major weapon systems, where awarding prime contract dollars is really difficult. They can do it here. And so they have found the arena where small businesses can compete and are going after in those specific areas. And it makes a lot of sense to them. I mean, and companies that get on Seaport and are very active appear to, you know, if they don't get an award every single year, they get award every other year. They're finding ways, making the connections, and finding business. And so it's a successful model for the Navy. As you'll speak later with GSA Oasis, which has broader aims across not just one military service, but across the entire government, this is going to be a much greater challenge, I think.
And so it sounds like within the Navy, there's some pretty good coordination between the program offices throughout the world, really, that use these deals and the contracting officers and the people that are operating Seaport E. It seems like there's an integrated approach going on.
Yeah, I would say there's definitely an integrated approach. And I think there's a level of trust, actually, because the contractors know that the government is going to be awarding the business through this contract vehicle and can go on the contract vehicle knowing that they've got a shot. They've got a shot at the business because the money is going to be there. I think that's developed over time. Where Oasis might find difficulty is that it only has a few customers that have committed, and they're going to find that maybe the Air Force and the small business section has committed. A certain set of contractors have gone on that vehicle knowing that that's the sort of business that's going to be there. And when they want to expand the customer base, they have to be concerned that the business base is also going to be there. And so there is this, they haven't managed to build this up. So it's not just a matter of coordination within the services. It's coordination between the businesses that are going to be supplying the services and the government agencies that want to buy them. This seems to have flown on Seaport. It hasn't really gotten there, I think, on Oasis yet. We'll see.
We'll have to see. I mean, Oasis has only been open for business for a week, and in fact, Jim Gelone is on the line waiting to be the next interview, and so he's hearing everything now. But the other thing I wanted to ask you was with respect to Seaport E, when I first talked about it many years ago, it had like 600 or 700 contractors on it, and people thought, wow, what a gigantic GWAC. Now it has triple that number. Does the Navy still accept new contractors on it? I mean, if you're a small business, should you be saying, I got to get in on this one?
You have to look at the costs and benefits of that. Yes, the Navy is accepting. There's a persistent roll-on. There's the procedure. If you go onto their website right now, there's a synopsis of exactly the fiscal 15 rolling emissions documents are available right now. I think probably the best way for most vendors is not to immediately go on Seaport, get a prime contract on Seaport, but to subcontract. If they do not understand what agencies are buying, then there's no point in going out there and putting their services towards it. They should be finding partners that have been successful on Seaport and start there. It seems to make much more sense instead of spending the money upfront and getting on a contract you don't know how to use. Learn what the contract's about, learn how other people are using it, and then perhaps themselves go on and figure out how to make business as a prime.
Kevin Brancato is a senior defense analyst for Bloomberg Government. Thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure.